Right now, it's the morning show, and I've seen these guys twice in 20 hours, which is kind of cool, I have to say. Pete Yawn and J.D. King, collectively, they are the Ohms. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
We did our Guitar Center podcast yesterday, which was a lot of fun, and I think like a 45-minute interview.
That was a great interview.
Well, you were great, both of you. Excellent.
I never met
JD before as well, and it was fascinating to talk about, obviously, how the project came about. We don't have anywhere near that much time today, so what we're going to do is ask you to play a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and catch up a little bit, and then there'll probably be another song taking us to the top of the hour. So it is the Ohms, and they're live on 88.5 KCSN.
Down to the riverside, I asked her if she wanted to be my blushing bride. By her reaction, I thought we were meant to be, but she said no, 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 no. I pushed her in so she would die. I saw the trembling look of horror in her eyes. I watched her go down three times and only come up twice, and she said no, 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 no. I ran through the trees till I fell down on my knees and I cried to myself. Get my gun. I knew right then I'd have to live life on the run. I hear those hound dogs barking, chasing after me, and I said no, 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 no. Penitentiary don't sound good to me, so I'll take my life like I took my wife. It's the last you'll hear of me, that's the way it's gotta be. So I'll say goodbye to the world that wasn't meant for me.
Fun. Will I sit here and cry? My favorite girl in the whole world is with another guy. I'd like to try and make her mine. She's just that kind of girl. Oh, every night I close my eyes and dream she's in my world. She's someone else's girl. I wish I could get over her, but nothing seems to work. There ain't a thing to compensate for all this kind of hurt. And every time I pass her by, I look the to someone else. I bumped into her on the street and told her how I felt. Now every time I catch her eye, I never look away. She's finally walking next to me. There's nothing left to say. I'm with someone else's girl.
Great stuff. KCSN and Live Set in Studio from J.D. King and Pete Yorn. Collectively, they are the Ohms. And tell me, what were those two songs that you played for us?
The first tune was She Said No, and the second one was Someone Else's Girl.
Okay. I just want to make sure we put those in the playlist so that everybody, when they check out the playlist on the website, can actually see what we were playing. We're going to do another one, but before we get to that, I want to catch up with you guys, obviously. Now, Pete, you and I first met a dozen or so years ago on your first album, I think. Maybe just a little bit before the first album, if memory serves me correctly.
Probably like 2000 or... Yeah.
Something like that. And obviously, you've done... Let me turn something down in here because we're getting a little bit of feedback. Hang on. Let's try that.
Sorry, better? It was me.
Yeah. And obviously over the years you've done quite a few albums. I think you were telling me yesterday seven or eight at this point. Now JD, I know that you've done one album, but you've also been out there doing lots of other things, photography and art. And you guys bring two very different musical backgrounds to this project. So tell us first of all about how you met, because you were friends for quite some time before you decided to collaborate musically, right?
Yeah, we've been friends for about 8 years, and I knew JD's girlfriend before he started dating her, and then she started dating him, and we became buddies through that. And and then about a year ago, we decided to try and write some songs. That's how this thing happened.
But your different backgrounds are interesting to me, obviously, because JD, I know you were telling me yesterday that it all started with the Beatles for you. Beatles and Elvis, I think, right?
Right, yeah.
And I know that Pete, forgive me for having the same conversation we had yesterday, but different people listening, obviously. You come from a more sort of Britpop background. If you were sort of influenced by Morrissey and the Smiths and that kind of stuff. So somewhere in the middle you guys met. What did you bond on?
I think we mostly bonded, maybe not in a musical way, but maybe more on a, we would talk about like poetry or philosophical things or something, you know, is what we had in common. But musically, I think we just like playing music together or something. It didn't seem like we just would play songs and have fun, you know.
It just seems so natural the way your voices work together as well. Was that the first thing that you noticed when you sat down to write together?
I'm not sure if
it was
we
more the minds, I think. We were in the same headspace. He would finish thoughts that I had, I would help finish his thoughts, and as we started writing together, it just kind of started to develop, you know. I wasn't too familiar. JD's voice and his solo stuff is kind of a lot darker and deeper. He sings in this real country drawl. And on this project, there is that element at times, but also he sings in a little bit sweeter voice as well.
More countrypolitan.
Yeah, more countrypolitan or something like that. And then it kind of blends, you know, we figured out how to blend our voices together.
What's it like to sit down and write a song with somebody else? I mean, I would imagine there's got to be a trust and an openness there to have somebody else's ideas. Not everybody can do that. Maybe you could take us through the process of the first song when you first sat down, because I think you were telling me that it was really almost accidental the first time. You're like, oh, let's see what happens, and all of a sudden you recorded a song.
Yeah, I think when we got together, I kind of had just this idea of a song, and the song is called Twice as Nice on the record. And I had this idea, it was like, it just went, Marcel Duchamp, da-da-da-da. You know, it was like, I just read Marcel Duchamp book. And
you had fake lyrics or something?
Yeah, and it was just kind of scrambled eggs lyrics, you know. So we were just messing around, and all of a sudden, like, Petey just came in and just had, like, these perfect ideas for the song, like, just to help it along and help it progress. And I was like, wow, like, that was kind of stunning, like, just the chemistry that we had just in writing. So I think that was the initial thing that was just like, wow, over. But I do remember us sounding quite good actually in the beginning as well. Like I did notice that we sounded pretty good.
Remember he had like the I feel in my bones.
Yeah.
That country thing. And then I come in with my influence of walking down on Record Street. Throw that kind of like, I love those descending kind of melodies. That I would hear in like songs growing up in like R.E.M. or The Smiths or something like that. So that always comes through in my writing for some reason. And so I think it was just kind of blended our two sensibilities.
And fortuitous by the sound of things as well, because the album is great. And I told you yesterday, the single is the most played track on KCSN in the last week.
That's amazing.
Which is great. And I was also happy that you told me you got in a car last week to go somewhere, a limo to go to the airport or wherever you were going. Somebody was picking you up and they had KCSN on in the car and were playing your song.
It was a good omen. Right when I got in my car to go to the airport to start the tour to fly to New York, I sit down on the seat and I'm like, wait, turn that up. And the guy's like, oh, and it was Want to Feel It. So
fantastic.
That was cool.
Well, listen, we don't have much time left. I know you're going to play that to wrap it up for us. The album is great. I know you're working on new material already, and it's a setup right now, right? You're doing some dates here and there, but there's going to be full tour and all that kind of stuff later on this year. It sounds great in there, by the way, Tristan. Amazing, beautiful sound. And Pete, you like my new digs?
It's beautiful here.
Yeah.
This place is amazing.
Sounds really good in here.
Took me 10 years to graduate from community college.
This is a serious facility.
Finally, I'm at
serious
a
serious business
I'm
here.
At a university. So take us out, guys. Great to see you. Thanks cool. so much. Jim Nelson up at the top of the hour after the Alms, wrapping it up with the single Want to Feel It.
Hey, Jim. All right. Want to do this? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wanna feel it, wanna feel it too, oh yeah. I wanna feel it, wanna feel it too, ooh, ooh. Without your heart, you spend your days all alone. I could care less, you're not the most desperate thing that I have known. Not even close, it's time for a conversation. And we get it so close, my dear. Every day, what comes is better than before. Don't feel that way, yeah. Wanna feel it, wanna feel it too. Ooh-ooh. I wanna feel it too. Ooh-ooh. Like a robot inside a cage, we can get so trapped. It's time for a conversation, and we get it so close, my dear. Look at you now, look at you now, look at you go out to the stars. Wanna feel it, wanna feel it too. Ooh, I wanna feel it. Wanna feel it too, ooh. I wanna feel it, wanna feel it too, ooh. I wanna feel it, wanna feel it too, ooh. June.